Hey, lady. Win third for two. Shot up. Come on, drop from the heart of the.
Oh, yeah. It goes down. Come smoke with your boy. Grinder.
Spark is San Francisco's premier cannabis dispensary with a focus on serving and educating patients for 7 years. Spark is dedicated to creating the best in-store experience with its extensive menu, friendly staff, and one of the few cannabis vape lounges in San Francisco. Spark welcomes you to visit its two great locations as a medical patient or for recreational adult use in 2018. Spark is located at 1256 Mission Street between 8th and 9th and at 473 Haight Street at Fillmore. Both locations are open until 10 p.m. every night. Spark staff looks forward to serving you.
Spark staff does look forward to serving you. Spark is amazing and we love them, love them, love them. Hey everybody, toot toot. Get aboard the skunk train. It's time for the Sparkcast here at Mutiny Radio. We recorded an amazing podcast last night live at Spark on Tuesday between 8 and 9 p.m. It was so fun and so amazing, but my technology crapped out on me again, and so we did not get the joy of listening to that live performance today. Instead, I have with me Brady Holt and Warhol Kaufman.
Hey.
They are in the house.
True. Technically factual.
Yes. That is, here they are. They've got some pineapple in front of them.
Yeah,
look out.
The reason that we have some fruit is we're actually smoking something super fruity today for the product highlight.
Smoking some dicks.
We are smoking the lemon banana sherbet. It's grown at Santa Cruz. It was really good last
tomorrow.
Night.
Tomorrow, Thursday.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
I'm going there tomorrow, yeah.
Are you booked?
And July 1st. Yeah.
Where? You're like, yeah, I'm not telling.
You want to come? You want to come, Brady? Kick it?
I do, but I host my own.
What about July 1st? Want to come kick it in Santa Cruz?
Sure.
Oh, Santa Cruz. It is so hard to get down to Santa Cruz, but they do grow some great weed.
It's not that hard. I just let other comics drive. That's the way I do it.
Ooh, it smells really good. If you guys want to come over and smell my hand, you could smell this. Smell today's product highlight. Smelling the product highlight. It's good.
That was me smelling Pam's hand.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I'm not getting any banana from the scent. I don't know how they name these things. Last night I was trying to taste the banana lemony flavor. But I was smoking out of a vaporizer, so it was a little different. All right, let's check it out. Spark is amazing. I got this gram last
Spark
night.
Up.
Yeah, it's a...
Spark it up, Pam. Pam is taking a toke from her little
Spark
pie.
Your imagination.
Sparking her...
Okay, there's the lemon.
There's the lemon.
I'm still not getting banana. Let me try again.
Mm. Pam is looking for a banana in her pipe. She
tell me sparks.
How much
there we
pipe
go. Here.
Does she have to pipe?
Pass around. We'll pass it around. That's what we're smoking today. Gotta love Spark. Ooh, this is very exciting about Spark. Now on weekends, on Friday through Sunday from 4:20 to close, we can now smoke joints and pipes inside Spark.
Look out.
Because they only had volcano vaporizers for a long time because they're so big on, and they've been so big on being medicinal and making it healthy, and they didn't want to support necessarily the ingestion of smoke, and so they have these great volcanoes, and it's wonderful. But now they're letting us on the weekends because they're like, during the week we're all healthy, but on weekends it's time to party.
But still no virgin sacrifices, I hear, but whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen,
speaking of virgins,
we also have in the house
Mark Neuer.
Walnuts.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
King of the virgins.
King of the virgins.
Speak for your people.
When did we
find out you're a virgin?
He's a king of the virgins.
He's not a virgin. That's insane.
He's like, if you take a bunch of virgins and pile them up, he'll have sex with them.
I've been slinging dick since the 80s, Pam.
That's not true either.
That's definitely not true, Emily. I was born in 95.
I think he means...
You were born in 95?
No, since 80
that's
millimeters.
That's bullshit. That would make you like 18. Oh, man, I don't know years.
You don't know math either.
Back to the truther.
So we got Mark Neuer in the house. Oh, this is making me crazy.
I do want to talk about Shake today.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about good ways to
talk about Shake.
Dig in. What do you guys know? You got any good Shake sources?
Dude,
like
Shake
to do
is
it?
Like even on high demand around here. It's like you can't get...
Because it melted down now.
Shake. Because they melt their Shake?
Yeah, because they turn it into tinctures and stuff now.
Yeah. So it's just like there's no... I don't know. I feel like it discourages a lot of the poorer patients from, like, you know, if they need to get something. I mean, it's all recreational.
Tries my poorer patient.
Speaking of patients, yeah, I think Shake's cool for when people come into dispensaries and they don't really have money and they want Medicaid. You know, get a Shake roll. You know, I think it might do a little bit of harm.
Medicaid, educate.
But now right. The excise tax is fucking makes everything expensive.
Right, and what I do with Shake back when I used to get Shake, I don't fuck with Shake anymore. But back way back when, you blow it in oil. You know, you blow it in a tube into some hash oil and take dabs. It might not be the best, but it'll get you high. You know.
Tell us about how you used to blow it.
Oh, shit.
This guy named Shake, I used to blow him, right?
Oh, Jen, now I'm going to be high. That lemon sherbet. Or no, it's banana. I did this last night. I can never remember what the fuck this stuff is called. Lemon banana sherbet. Love it.
Is that what we're rolling?
Top shelf tonight.
Is this rolled or is it?
No, it's in the lemon sherbet's in the pipe. I can back another one.
Oh,
I can back another one. I'm gonna. This is much easier. This, all of our stuff is falling apart. Just like my life.
You know what I personally think is funny about this? I walked in like 10 minutes ago and Pam was in here with some guy giving a very intelligent answer to some questions she was asking, and he was talking about like immigration and shit. And now Pam's in here like smoking weed, like, what up? I'm the cool fucking mom.
Well, I was smoking weed with him too. Like, he wasn't smoking it though, it was just me smoking.
Oh.
Do you guys want to talk about the immigration shit that's going on right now? Or?
Well, it's not necessarily on topic for this show because it's Spark and we want to stay on brand.
If we roll
for
the
Kim.
Kids and light them on fire, then we're right in our...
And then we're right there in
right
the sweet
on.
Spot.
Let's smoke some fucking kids.
But we have... so last night we had this really fun... I did this big question and answer kind of thing, and I gave away some t-shirts and some prizes, and that was really great. Everybody loved it. I'll see if you guys know anything about marijuana. What's the primary psychoactive substance found in marijuana?
THC.
Psychoactive substance. I was going to say my ex-girlfriend. Sorry, I thought we were on morning radio.
Do you know the actual name of it, though? Do you know the full...
Tetrahydrocannabinoid.
Cannabidol. There it is. Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabidol.
It is true, you cannabidol.
What is the cannabinoid?
Cannabinoid. Oh, so cannabinoid is a fun word for
just
all cannabinoids. So any
cannabidol.
So yeah, there's cannabidiol, which is CBD. There's tetrahydro cannabidol, which is THC. But each of like THC, CBN is the part of the plant that makes you sleep. Like when the plant, so CBN naturally occurs in the plant when it's dying. So if you leave your and you guys are like, what's CBN? CBN is if you really want to sleep. So it's like, and it's what happens with old weed. Because when THC denatures into CBN, because it's like, we're going to die. And it's like what tells the plant to turn itself off. So
it's not just Mexican weed, CBN.
Right. Yeah. CBN. No, it's not just
Pam's
Mexican
on, like,
weed.
Some fucking sativa shit right now. I'm not sure.
No, yeah, go ahead. I'll pack a new
shout
one.
Shout out to Becky Schwag.
Becca Freshie.
You keep putting this in front of me, I'm going to keep eating it.
But so CBN, CBN happens, well, there's all these different cannabinoids in the plant, and we have an endocannabinoid system. So there's 52 cannabinoids that they've identified through science, and there's probably more than that. But there's like THCA is before THC, that's the part of the plant that it's the healing part. So it's like an anti-inflammatory. It's
that's the THCA, you said?
THCA. So
right,
it's the acids of
you
the
get
plant.
That in your system.
Well, it's the acids of the plant before the psychoactive stuff. Yeah. and it's really good. It's really good for you if you're sick and stuff. But THCA is a really neat one. But there's all these different cannabinoids that exist, and we're just starting to do research on it and to learn like what each of them do and how to extract them and how to use them for our own health.
Pam,
and
you mentioned something real quick.
Like people say potheads are lazy.
The endocannabinoid system.
Yeah.
It exists because there's these things that we generate naturally called anandamide. You know,
and
anandamide helps us forget things, how painful they were. That's why when a mom is asked, like, hey, you want to have a second kid? She never remembers, like, man, that was a really painful, excruciating experience. She's always like, yeah, I think, you know, maybe. You know, it's like, I remember me and my ex, we went hiking, and it was like an 18-mile hike or something. I'm insane.
That's why she's your ex.
And then she, at the end of the day, she was like,
she broke up with me, and then
no, she was like, I feel fine. And I was like, yeah, it's probably just like the anandamide from like exercise that's released. And so what cannabinoids do is that like they are like a key that fits into a keyhole that already exists within our brain. And that's why, you know, marijuana and THC, allegedly, it's like so
baby, this is just a key that fits into a keyhole, baby.
Yeah, it just it works with our system, and that's why we don't really get sick off of it and
right,
stuff like that.
Here,
like,
that's there's a good question here about that.
That's why alcohol messes you up so much.
Oh, alcohol
you get
messes
sick,
me up
like,
so much.
Yeah. Talk shit about alcohol now.
Right.
Well, no, it really. I mean,
a group full of alcoholics talking shit about alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol can't do shit for me.
Y'all want to get a drink after this or what's up?
Yeah. Fucking $3 wells at Eagle. We'll be there tonight.
They remember.
Are there $3 wells at Eagle tonight?
They forgot
Isn't
last
it?
Week.
I thought it was $3 wells.
Okay, here's the question. The question is it possible to overdose on marijuana?
No.
Well, yes, it is possible.
Well, yeah, you just have to smoke like a metric ton within like minutes, and there's no possible way.
Into your neck.
I think it would be easier to
You have to be really close to
that. I think
it would
be easier to concentrate THC and overdose on it than actually just regular smoking it or eating it even. But even eating it is concentrating. But
concentrate the THC into like a vial or syringe, how much would it have to be to overdose?
I don't know.
Well, you could always drown.
I don't know, but I know you can overdose on water, so I am positive you could overdose on cannabis.
But you actually can't. You'd never be able to consume enough to...
Yeah, because there's an LDL 50, right?
That's the... You'd vomit. There's just no way. There's just no way. Number one, you can't smoke that. You'd die from smoking. Your lungs would, your lungs would fall apart from actual smoke inhalation.
What about just
from,
straight, like, syringe injection or edible digestion through your small intestine or something?
You can't overdose on that either. I had the question and the answer here, and for some reason, I have all of these things, and I can't find it. I'm looking at...
Pam is looking
for
that.
I somehow got, like, really high, and I can't put anything in order. Like,
here's my theory on it.
Somehow she got high.
I don't think you could smoke enough. I also don't think you could eat enough because, like you said, you'd vomit.
But if you inject it directly in your butt.
Well, I mean, there is a way.
So
to
you
it.
Get raped by a marijuana plant. He comes pure THC in your butt. What do you do now? Do you accept your fate?
If
you're about to die,
I think you could vaporize it. If you got like 90%+ THC, which is almost non-existent.
You take liquid THC in a bucket, take someone's head,
here it
just
is.
Hold it
is
in
it
the bucket.
Possible to
three
fatally,
minutes.
Is it possible to fatally dose, overdose on marijuana? And the answer is
MARIGUA.
It is not possible to fatally overdose on marijuana. There has never been a documented case of fatal marijuana overdose.
Trying.
And in fact, there is no true definition of what constitutes a marijuana overdose, simply because the consequences are generally not severe. For instance, consuming too much marijuana may make a person anxious or paranoid, but it would be difficult to argue that just because they experienced a negative symptom that they had quote-unquote overdosed in the classic sense of the term. Consider a heroin, cocaine, or meth overdose. The subject often becomes catatonic and without emergency life-saving measures may die or suffer brain damage. This is not a concern with marijuana use. Yeah.
Tell that's my ex.
Yeah, no, I mean, you definitely, I don't think that the having an anxiety attack off of it, is
that's not an overdose, that's just a symptom.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that an overdose. I mean, honestly, you know, honestly,
just because my ex
that would be
blunt, cheated on me with Ludacris. Doesn't
fucking Ludacris overdose? Fucking my bitch.
I guess you know what? I would almost call that an overdose. If you
have sex with Ludacris,
if you eat an edible, right? Let's say it's something like even only 250, but like 500 milligrams.
The listener should know that he's holding his chin, so he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm looking off into the distance too.
That's what 37 lemon degrees. Banana sherbet does to you.
Yeah, no. I think if you eat like a 500 milligram edible, right? Let's say you eat a brownie, and it just fucks you up. You don't even puke off of it, right?
You go through just, ego death.
You're just
everyone
going through an ego death.
Is like,
right?
These people are a bunch of fucking nerds.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what the
someone
fuck?
Has to operate
so, you go through an ego death essentially off of THC. I mean, that's
you really that's want an fucking, ego death. You
that's
don't...
what I mean. That's
you need to do.
Welcome
some
to Ego Death Jam.
I would say that would be the equivalent, at least, of an overdose for cannabis. That I would say that's an equivalent.
But it's obviously, not. You're but not then it changes. Not. But then it changes what the word overdose means. The word
you're
overdose
overdosing
means, but it means that you're. In a life-threatening, when you say you overdosed on heroin, that means that you got into a life-threatening position where
yeah.
you
by
could potentially
our own
die.
Language. Let's talk. Can't, in Esperanto what
the whole thing
about
is
this.
That you might psychologically think that you're going to die on weed,
you
but
might
you
even
don't
poop
actually.
Your couch.
You're nowhere close to dying. You're fine. This is what one of my friends told me once. Like I was freaking out, and it was the morning, and I was like, I feel like I'm going to die. And she's a doctor, and I called her up at 5 in the morning, and she said, Pam, you're talking to me on the phone. Which means that you're breathing fine. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, ho.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, bitch. Lay down. Go to sleep. Take a NyQuil. Go to sleep.
And as always, Christopher Bridges comes in clutch. All right.
Who?
Chris Bridges, Ludacris Bridges.
I know who Ludacris is.
Luda.
Yeah, but
roll out.
Famous song. There we go.
That's your light, Warhol.
You guys are listening to the Sparkcast here on Mutiny Radio. Again, it is usually live at Spark on Tuesdays between 8 and 9.
And
it was
yesterday.
And last night it was so much fun. And we had like a really big audience. They were really happy with us.
Listening.
All of the staff at Spark were like, this is great. I was like, I'm so sorry that it didn't get recorded. Again, I don't know. Sometimes my technology just dies or fails for unknown reasons. But it was a great live show. Everyone had a really good time.
Kill them again.
People
you
were like listening.
It.
It's getting bigger. We just discussed, the manager and I, we discussed the potential of maybe starting one on a Saturday night with just straight comedy and just book it.
I think that's cool.
And
that would be dope.
Yeah, because... I'm hoping
it's Ed Ant.
This motherfucker.
So
right here.
I mean, I'm super stoked that could be a thing at Spark.
It could be.
It could. So, but they're really helpful, and they paid me last night. We're out of microphones. You can be out there if you want, but we have here.
Bring a chair. We'll share a mic or something.
Pay big Ed Ant. High five.
Ed Ant's in the building.
It's the Sparkcast. But anyways, I love Spark, and they really are a really friendly staff, and they are incredibly knowledgeable, and they always, I mean,
and they'll give you a back rub if you really ask for one.
Oh, that's really nice. And
I'm just speculating.
They're amazing to their staff. Like, their staff gets a monthly allowance of weed. They just give them like a quarter a month or something. I don't know how much it is, but they get a monthly allowance. They get to go in, and they either get a certain amount of edibles or they get a certain amount of flour. And I'm like,
everybody, Ed Ant is in the studio today.
Yay. So
the Cinnabon himself.
Let's choose another question. How about this? Is it legal to use or possess marijuana in Jamaica for recreational purposes?
I'd say that's illegal.
Sure, yeah.
No, 100% illegal.
Answer. It is illegal to
that's
use,
one point for Mark Miller.
Possess, buy, sell, or transport marijuana in Jamaica, according to the U.S. Department of State. So why is there? Why do we all
according
think
according to the U.S.
Why would we think that Jamaica is legal to do it? Is that just a stigma?
Why are you trusting U.S. laws in Jamaica?
Because they're
but it's black. Not illegal to talk to a marijuana plant in Jamaica. You could talk to it if you don't possess it,
there
use
are a
it,
lot of Rastafarians
carry
in Jamaica.
It.
Their religion is one that allows for holy sacrament and whatnot.
Well, and so here's the next question. Are religious uses of cannabis permitted in the United States?
What was your question?
Are religious uses of cannabis permitted in the United States?
Yes.
What in the hell is happening? I want to go with in California, yes.
Why are you asking the questions without the answers?
I just have them on separate lists. So. No, the United States government does not recognize religious use of marijuana. So California is different, but in the United States as a whole, it's still a Schedule I drug.
I think Nate Dogg would disagree.
Nope, the United States government does not recognize religious use of marijuana. In fact, a number of court cases have been rejected by U.S. courts, including...
They probably just can't recognize it through all the clouds of smoke,
am I right?
Number 9. They're working on it.
There's a split...
Where...
The spliff amendment?
It's so this one says no, including cases where established Rastafarians were denied a religious use defense. However, a case in Hawaii came to the public's attention this summer where a local judge ruled that she would allow a defendant to mount a defense against marijuana distribution charges based on religious use. So looks like Hawaii's trying to get, and now we're legal in California, so whatever.
In Hawaii, they have like a fungus that women can inhale and have an orgasm.
Lies.
Giggity.
I read about it.
Okay, here's another good question. How long...
Mark Neuer is
Pam
so
doesn't
high.
Believe in the female orgasm.
He's like not even like participating
Pam,
in the
Pam
show.
Is
He's
a
like,
female orgasm truther. She's like, dicks can't melt steel beams.
Now that is true. How long have humans been using marijuana? More than 10,000 years?
Oh, I remember this one from yesterday.
Since the 1800s? Actually, does anybody
Since
know
about
that?
6 a.m., am I right, guys?
Oh, dog.
I think
did
that's 10, guys.
Americans,
I got 10 in.
Or did you say humans?
Humans.
That's my 10.
How long have humans been using marijuana?
4,700.
A lot of years.
Ding, 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 ding. 4,700 years.
My memory wasn't erased last
that's
night.
Good. Approximately 4,700 years. The earliest documented
Damn,
use of medical medicinal marijuana
Fuck.
Was by Chinese Emperor Shen Nung in 2727 BC. However, it's entirely possible that marijuana was being used by humans before this time.
And they just forgot to write it down.
Obviously.
Am I right? 12-pack jokes.
Maybe they didn't know how to write.
I'm going for 20 now.
Obviously, for the emperor to be writing about it, it's logical to argue that the medical use of marijuana wasn't new.
I don't think the emperor's the one.
And that it indeed had been developing for a long time before Shen Nung wrote his treatise in 2727 BC.
Shen Nung.
That's an easy one to remember. 2727.
We should start a religion, Shen Nungism.
Well, we should at least start a strain called Shen Nung.
Yeah.
Roll it
start
up on a
Shen Nung 2727.
Start a religion.
Light it up.
Shen Nung 47.
Brady, you always tell me that every day, and I'm really tired of it. Start a strain before you start a religion,
yeah.
Warhol.
That's what I say every day. Every day. Warhol. I text him in the morning. I'm like, what's up, buddy?
Start a strain.
Have you started a strain
that
I
poop
see
out?
A movement.
Instead of before you start
I see a
poop
movement
religion.
That will awaken Mark Neuer from the depths of his laziness.
Oh my God. I don't even want to see that.
He's on his fucking phone, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you unevicted now from the vagina, or what's the deal with that?
It's not on key. You gotta make it stay on pot.
Oh, we gotta stay on pot.
Yeah. This is a special podcast. Just pretend that we're still at Spark in front of people.
Yeah.
So you could talk. Tell us how do you feel about the.
Tell us how your access
about
to marijuana is affected by your breakup.
Can we talk
about how Mark Neuer is so high, like he broke up with his girlfriend or something?
Maybe he's so high that he had ADD and had to play with his phone. I don't know. How do you feel about the lemon sherbet?
That lemon sherbet, is that what we just smoked? Yeah, that is...
The lemon banana sherbet.
Lemon banana sherbet, man, that's... And it's got me high. It's like probably my first smoke of the day. I smoked early this morning
compared to the smell of Halo.
It's supposed to be top shelf. I mean...
You're top shelf.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks. I mean, everything I smoke is top
shelf. I would
shelf.
Say it is top shelf. I would say that it's definitely club quality, obviously. We got it from a club. It's fucking... It's dope.
Hashtag
it's
top shelf.
Dope.
Hashtag.
Ed, are you leaving us?
It's dope.
Oh man, Ed Ayton has an amazing voice.
So he really did not come to be on the show. He just came.
No, he just comes for free weed. That's what he came to do.
Good story, Ed.
He's on general assistance.
That's, I mean.
Oh wait, he gets general. I want some general assistance.
General assistance.
Help me out.
Where's the general at?
Can Community Radio get some general assistance? Fuck. You guys, you can. You can go to our GoFundMe at the
Salute this Mutiny
Radio.
If Mutiny Radio is recognized as a corporation, maybe it's a person, right? Huh?
That's a good point.
If it is a person,
that's
it can shoot up in an alleyway.
Yeah.
Can it? Well, and it I don't can think get this place is going to shoot
some
up.
Some general assistance, right, Ed?
General. I mean, I'm on food stamps. There ain't no shame in the game.
Do you have like a banner at SparkCast or at the Spark dispensary?
Do I have what?
A banner up?
No, I only have that one banner, and so I don't want to take it down and bring it there and bring it back every day. So I know I should. I would like. We used to have two banners.
Go to the GoFundMe to raise a banner for.
And
they're like $80. They're like $80 a piece.
Send Pam an email. Be like, I've got $80 right here, girl. You want a banner? I'll hang it up for you too.
Well, I'll take a picture of it and send it to you.
I would use the art that they gave me.
I will go topless.
But I don't. No, I'm not gonna. Maybe during Folsom Street Fair. But that's the only time that I'd do that. And it's on Mission Street. It's not even on Folsom, so who knows?
Oh.
There we go. My headphones keep going in and out because everything is falling apart. There we go. There we go. That was better.
Sound better?
There. Well, it's like I can hear or not hear. It's fun.
The mic.
So last night was really fun, and we played this game, and everybody answered questions, and it was good. I think it's time for the story highlight.
Oh, snizzle.
And we know that Warhol said he wanted today's theme to be about Shake.
Yeah, I want to talk about Shake.
So he wants to talk about Shake. So let's have Warhol Kaufman with his Shake story.
Well, I'll tell you this. I smoke too many blunts. I smoke blunts all day. Recently, we've been rolling fatties, and I graduated up. You know what I mean? You can't smoke the best weed all the time in a blunt, although it's nice to take a nap from time to time. But I rolled a blunt one time just out of straight hash.
Out of what?
Out of straight hash.
How does that burn?
It was like a candy bar. So I had a zigzag blunt wrap, and my friend had given me a bunch of different herb, but then we ran out of the herb, so just had these like thick bricks of hash, and I was like, damn, I just have these zigzags and this hash. So I wrapped it up, and it burned so slow. It burned for like hours and days, and everything started moving in slow motion. Even Detox was impressed. Detox was there. I was super high.
How was the so it was cool or
it was great. It was one of the best moments. I was at the strip club upstairs at 3 a.m. I imagine it was bubble. I imagine they did it in the oven.
It wasn't like wax.
No.
I thought bubble hash was done in a with ice. It's ice extraction.
Sometimes.
I've never done it.
You could do it a couple ways. You could do it with a weight. You could press it as well. Oh. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm
on the
positive.
Hit television show Weeds.
I know friends that make bubble hash, but
have
I
have you ever watched Weeds?
What?
Weeds.
I did, but God,
just watch
I don't
grow.
Remember it that much.
It's basically like your life.
I haven't really watched it too much. I know it's about a mom.
Watch the weeds grow.
It's about a mom. And
it's about an e-mom.
Everyone knows the show Weeds.
I've seen
it just got so
Mary
ridiculous.
Louise Parker?
Does it really?
It got so ridiculous like in the fifth season when they start involving
she went to
Mexico.
Prison.
When they start involving Mexico,
oh,
it's
human
like,
trafficking.
Oh, God, this is so weird. What are they
and
even doing?
Then they
doing?
Moved to New York.
Yeah, and then they moved to New York. I'm like, what are you doing with this show? I mean, it got kind of like...
Now they were trying to be Orange is the New...
Based on that review, I want to watch it now.
The theme song Shwag. To Weeds is actually about Daly City.
Oh, the little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of Tiki Tac.
Is that fun?
That makes so much sense. Everybody, fuck Daly City, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, you know what, though? Daly City has more in-and-outs than San Francisco, so that's...
Yo.
So that's a thing. So that's a
more
thing.
More in-and-outs.
That's what would, I think, save San Francisco.
Well, save San Francisco.
It's a peninsula.
What would
what's
save?
A... More in-and-outs.
More
Oh, burgers?
Yeah, more In-N-Out burgers joints. Yeah.
I like Super Duper.
I think, dude who just came in, who I don't know your name, you can grab a microphone and talk to us from the stage because we're out
you
of microphones
can share
in the room.
With Ed and Brady at the same time.
I don't know if it'll be, but out there there's microphones. You can just join us. You can hear us, right? On the thing. Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. Oh, okay. I thought you were here for the, I thought
Brady,
you were a comedian that.
I'm filling in your 6 okay. o'clock spot.
Oh, okay. All right. So you guys are listening to the Sparkcast. We're here sparking it up. And
live at UD Radio.
It's the podcast.
This is funny because usually Neuer Bogarts, but he's just being silent because he's on the radio.
I know. Instead of being silent.
No, I'm
silent
just, I like hanging out. I like
just hanging out, bro. You know,
well, I'm listening, thinking I'm giving my commentary like, where
he does that on stage, too, just hangs out.
I'm good.
I like to soak it up. I like to enjoy the silence because I get a lot of it. So I've learned to actually enjoy it.
Soak it up.
I do. I soak it up like it's
that's
a fucking sponge.
That's what people care for.
Yeah. Aww. He has to keep it gross. That's what your goatee is for.
You know, it smells interesting sometimes.
Oh God.
I would
like
imagine
my girlfriend's bread.
Okay, we're gonna try to keep it clean here.
Keeping it clean.
On the Sparkcast.
Well,
not super clean, but we try not to get. So the first one we did, it was so funny. So the Sparkcast has been evolving since I started it on 420 with them, and God bless Spark.
420
and everything. But they
7
said
months ago.
They told me after the first two shows, they said if you can make it a little less
shampoo it out a little bit,
you know, graphic. I think that's what, but they were like, you know, we don't have to keep it clean, but still. And I'm like, I
find that
I get what you're saying.
They don't like you ending on a butthole subway shop.
I don't usually do that joke there, so I don't usually talk about my. The thing is, I try to keep it sort of marijuana centric, just because that's their product and it's
that.
A fucking good one.
I
love weeds.
No, yeah, they've got some product.
You just gotta THC what happens, you know what I mean?
But no, the joke that always works there is, I mean, I have a lot of jokes about marijuana. I have my whole TH cheese joke. And so that's, I mean, I have a lot of different story jokes that are long that are about weed.
Is everyone
so.
That enters Spark at least 18?
You have to be 21, actually.
21?
It's recreational
right,
now.
Gentlemen.
I understand their point, but at the same time, the 21 and up, they're all adults. They can take a joke every once in a while.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But it's just, that's fine. I'm just saying that when you have a sponsor that that you're creating a product for, they give you an outline and you might call it censorship or you might call it what they want. And so like I'm just like,
just call it inspiration.
All I know is that Spark is the best and I'll do anything to stay friends with them.
No, yeah, you represent their brand.
Yeah, exactly.
You are, you know what I mean? It's like you have, it's like what I just said, you're representing their brand. So I mean that you gotta,
it's almost
not,
like
you have
Pam,
to do it in good taste.
You're representing the brand. Like, it's as if you were representing the brand,
yeah.
You know?
It's like,
well,
I love Spark.
I get that, but true
censorship
like
exactly
would
what
be
I just said.
It's almost like
if I wasn't like allowed to talk about it. If you were like, please don't talk about how they don't want us to talk about something,
right.
Then I would be like, well, then that is censorship.
Please don't talk about what Brady's mouth looks like.
Yeah, how if I turn it like this, like, you know, it looks like a pussy. You know, we could do that, but we're not. We're going to talk
about
pot.
We're not going to do that, yeah.
Good old family-friendly.
Good old family friend. No, it is. I mean, okay, so here's the thing, though. I was a nanny for years, and you think that I can hang out with your two-year-old and actually play with them and be engaged with them for 4 hours without being fucking high? Then you think I'm an insane person.
You're fucking high.
Well, no, I mean, exactly. Because when I hang out with a two- or a three-year-old, I can be completely engaged in their whole world if I'm high.
Are we coloring? Let's color,
Let's
kid.
Let's fucking color. I don't say fucking, but I get, like, really into whatever we're doing, and I talk to them, and we don't watch TV, and we don't watch screens, and
we prank call in the White House.
It's much easier to engage with a small child, and be. I mean, it's easy to keep them safe and everything, and it's just.
And it's cool because when you throw them up, they stay up for like a real.
Just keep them safe, but it's. I just hang out with small children a lot, so. But they all, everyone I've ever nannied for, I'm not like lying about
it. I just show
it.
With
I'm
this
honest
one.
About it. I never smoke in front
not
of the
weird.
Child. But
turn around, kid.
What's your guys' favorite thing to eat while high?
You never That's smoke in front of them, but do you vape in front of them?
Well, not in front of them. I'll turn around so they can't see me.
In a world where I'm babysitting.
I do the same thing with my dick, like, you know, in the bushes.
She just turned his mic off completely.
I'm sorry. I know we were trying to keep it clean.
No, no. It's
I totally
fine.
Like.
When was the last time you watched it?
I just turn around and then you're invisible. It's, you know, I'm thinking like a child.
If they don't have object eyes. Permanence.
Right. It depends. Anyways, I don't make it known to the child, but the parents know. I make it known to the parents. It's not something I'm secretive.
Hide and seek.
But it's not something I'm secretive about because I feel like the stigma is being lifted. Also, I think that marijuana is the best antidepressant in the world, and I don't see why they're so excited to put people on Prozac or Wellbutrin or whichever one of the multitudinous Zoloft there's tons and tons of drugs there, drink, like, there's all different ways to like medicate yourself, but for some reason pharmaceutical antidepressants are like totally accepted, and using marijuana as an antidepressant is like, oh really? It's like, it's great because it happens at the time. You don't have to have it in your body for a long time for efficacy. You know, if you take Wellbutrin or whatever, you have to 2 weeks it takes till you start feeling better. And then when do you get off it? I don't know.
Old
I love weed.
McDonald had you know, a pharmacy. I mean, you, red, blue,
when you
red,
get off
yellow.
Weed, Pam, it's been 10 years for
me. Blue, blue here and a red pill here. Here a pill, there a pill, everywhere a pill, pill.
How, like, how excited people are to hear that you're on medication. Not you, but like in general. Like,
well, they just want to.
Like when you tell someone, you know, I've been taking some kind of medication for whatever fucking thing. ADHD, depression.
Bad attitude in general. Laziness.
Whatever.
Sloth.
They are generally excited about that.
Oh, right.
You have to understand. Pills are very easy to sell.
Blue and yellow.
One at a time.
Pills.
Also, if you count them, then you have a job. That's the economy right there.
Oh.
Building stuff.
Ed is very sweaty right now.
Mr. Shkreli. Yeah. Mr. Shkreli.
It's not like he stinks, but I think that coughing fit really fucked him up.
It's all that. What's that?
Ed doesn't have his hoodie on. You look good, Ed. You're looking good.
Ed's always looking good, man.
Ant gives good Ed.
Can you give us a good sexy in a world?
Anyways, yeah, I feel like people are just like super jazzed when you like are on medication. No. You know, it's like you're turning a new leaf almost, they feel like. But if you tell them that you're smoking pot, they're just like, oh, you fucking loser. You know?
Right.
Like,
well, then
it's
the stigma.
Made sense to me.
People just want
to
hear you made any change at all, honestly.
Right.
That's very true. That's why Facebook is so fucking, it sucks people in because like any, and when you have
sucks
a
sucks people
just, just like Mark like Neuer who was on friend, it 5 minutes ago.
When you have,
you know, they say if you're on Facebook,
friends,
you don't know who the Zuckerberg
at such a
is,
level
you.
Where you can see just about, I mean, all day long you're seeing new shit, right?
Mark
you're just
Noor's
seeing
making
new
the aliens hands
it's
right
just
now.
New shit constantly, like a new post, right?
Yeah,
and it's always changing, and it's always something about someone's life being updated, and it's like,
see,
I don't
the way
know,
you're describing it, it makes it sound exciting, actually.
I don't know. We that's because it is to people.
In fact, I'm gonna go check this out.
People are fucking. People get
it's,
jazzed
it's
about
it. The
people like lose their minds.
It's the Facebook.
Have you seen people like lose their mind when they don't have their phones? I've
yeah,
seen
I was too busy looking
I've,
at my
phone. It's happened to me.
I have a dumb phone. I can't even get internet on
you don't
my
even
phone.
Care when you don't have that, I imagine. You're just like, oh, I left
well,
my phone.
Well, I mean,
at
it's
home.
It's
Whoopie
important. The most important thing in my phone is my calendar.
Ooh,
without my calendar, I'm lost. I do so many things every day that it dings me when different things are happening. Because
awesome.
I just can't,
do you
I can't
Google
remember.
Calendars, Pam?
No, I use whatever's on my AT&T Go phone. Like, this is like an old, like, this thing is like, I am.
You might
old
be
school.
Able to find a Google Calendar app that could work on that, but like that's a
no. It just works. It goes ding ding.
I feel
ding,
like
ding,
you're
ding,
missing ding. The point of her story.
When I just I don't.
Pam,
like
do you know
technology.
They sell
Pam, I'm
smartphones?
Just so high, yeah. I'm recommending Google Calendars.
Okay, gotcha.
All.
Yeah, I'm never gonna get a smartphone.
I'm recommending what? Drawing your own calendar. Go back to the basics,
right.
Pam. Why are you relying on technology?
The part of Pam will be played by Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah. I really my dumb phone is. I like to use things till they break, so.
Yeah.
I don't like to...
Just like her boyfriends. Hey, gentlemen, am I right?
Well, and my theory on that is actually I always leave them better than when I found them.
That's, you know, I leave women with higher self-esteem, and then they leave me.
That's a really funny joke.
So you're hoping that
no,
he,
I do leave
like,
every
moves
time
on to somebody better? Is that your goal?
No, I but I always leave them better than I found them.
Wait, are you talking about your phones or your boyfriends?
No, my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about your phones, and that would be really funny
if
you
said
that about your phones, because that's a really good joke.
No, I don't understand that joke.
Because you find a phone on the ground, you're like, oh, I'm going to use this phone now.
Right jokes.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not. But, you know, you all could
swipe
my dick.
He just doesn't have an act. I couldn't.
All three of you right
I have
here.
A,
you,
an agreement.
And Ant, and fucking.
Can't do it.
I almost called him. I almost called him. I almost just called Brady Holt Wildebeest.
We're trying to keep it clean.
Well, no, we're okay. You guys, you can swear and stuff. It's not a big deal. Okay.
Yeah, I could tell these dummies to suck my dick. It's fine.
Brought to you by SparkCast.
No.
There's nothing clean about your dick.
No, but there's but that's the thing, is that actually dovetails well into my joke, which is that, and it has to do with this too, with one of our questions about can pregnant mothers can
yes they can.
Can where is it? God, I just keep getting out of order.
My number
can
301.
Can pregnant mothers
452.
Can marijuana use by pregnant women harm unborn babies?
Or
anybody
just
have any
cool
questions? And anybody want to guess?
Low level.
So we have
Ant is an example of.
We
that
say, can marijuana show. Use by pregnant women harm their unborn babies? Weigh in, boys. Weigh in.
I met a,
my mom smoked weed with my brother
in large amounts
in the belly.
And
allegedly.
What would you say?
What?
So will you say yes? He's. He's
is your brother
not
messed
typically
up?
Developing.
Is he like you?
I mean, he's exactly like me.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Except he's married and has a job and a wife.
Oh my gosh! So he's typically developing and he's doing fine. So maybe
he's a teacher in Brooklyn.
So what do you say?
I don't say?
Oh, I mean, I don't my.
No, answer the question. Yes or no? Yes, no.
I mean, in what I've seen, no, it doesn't.
Okay, so
it.
No. Yes or no?
I think in moderation it's fine.
Okay, just yes or no.
I would go with everything in moderation.
You're not answering
fine.
The question. I'll give you the answer. Well, there is inconclusive and conflicting.
I'll just give you the answer here.
And the answer is it's inconclusive.
Yeah. There is inconclusive and conflicting information on this issue that makes a definitive answer.
True.
So
impossible.
Right.
Yeah, sir. This is the only. This
all right,
is only
guys,
partly.
Switch hands.
You guys weren't keep picking the wrong answer.
This is
that's yeah. Why
this is only partly because pregnant women are unlikely to admit using marijuana while
because
pregnant.
Women are crazy.
I met a. I was gonna
and
say.
And
okay.
No clinical studies have ever been authorized for this group. Like meanwhile, self-reporting and other surveys offer conflicting views. For instance, consider the two references we offer below. The normal page lists references and refers to studies individually, while the page for the National Cannabis Prevention and Information Center makes many explicit claims without any type of reference or citation.
This
so,
show is what happens when you read the fine print on the back of the marijuana package.
Why?
Well, the point is that we don't know. But so this dovetails into my joke is that...
Let's find out, baby.
Well, I'm not ever going to have any... I'm never going to have a baby, but I still want to use my body for God's intended purpose and that I want
can I use
to milk
cells?
My own breasts. What?
Can I use your stem cells if you produce any?
I mean, you could steal some of my hair. It probably has cells. I don't know. Okay, but so I want to milk myself.
Why does he got to steal it? Is it that like a race thing?
I don't know if
why
he wants
can't
to
you
clone
just give
me.
Him his
I don't.
Hair.
I don't know how to clone things. I don't know what you need, but I want to produce my own breast milk because I feel like I imbibe so much marijuana that it'll actually have THC in it.
Harness
and then I can make
THC.
Is that your next question?
Allegedly, I know. Someone.
No, I just was. It's just it's a link from. So I have that joke, and then there's a link to it with the pregnancy and stuff like that. I just think it's funny. I'm trying to be a good host and dovetail things together. If
how
I just let you monkeys be part of the zoo, nothing would
someone.
Happen.
This is like the Marx Brothers without the jokes.
I think that I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know anything about the woman,
like
the way a woman's body works or operates.
Well, no, it goes off of pump and dump. When you have a baby and then
pump
you
and dump.
Well, when you have a baby and you drink,
that's his MO.
And you you lactate, you have to have, you have 13. A breast pump for your baby or whatever, and so you have to pump and dump
for your baby.
Well, no, because you
your baby can't produce lactose yet.
No. Yeah. When you instead of so moms. Moms usually make their own breast milk and freeze it because they want to feed their child their own breast milk, even if they're working or whatever, so that they have a breast milking machine. And then if they drink, they just pump and dump because it has alcohol in it, and the baby can't drink the alcohol. So that's why I think that THC, the same thing happens, is it would come out of your breast milk. That's the theory behind it.
Pam,
this show is definitely worse than the one yesterday.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you said you're very open about like having abortions on stage and stuff, right?
Sure. Not on stage. No, Planned Parenthood, man.
No, at SF General, but type. Yeah.
Did you ever get to a point in a pregnancy where you began to lactate?
No, no, it's never happened. But you can make yourself lactate by. I've looked up a lot of blogs about it, because there's people.
How
many? A lot. So because I was trying to research, like, can you actually milk your own breasts?
She's still currently researching. She has like 14 of them bookmarked.
No. It's so you can.
Women who are not pregnant who can lactate
because you use the breast pump and you use it a lot and your body will just start producing milk. Because women have done it who have adopted babies and they want to be able to breastfeed the baby that they're adopting, so if they know they're gonna get the baby in like a year, they start pumping and trying to make it work a year ahead of time, and within that year they can make themselves start lactating.
Oh, that would hurt.
Yeah,
that would be so uncomfortable.
Okay, yeah,
the human body is amazing.
Thanks,
well,
William.
Just have to talk to, like, who's a breast milk baby expert, right? Like,
woman who's had a baby.
A pediatrician, right?
No, any woman who's had a baby and had a breast pump, those are the experts.
Yeah, but
so pretty much half of the population are experts.
I'm talking about a scientific expert who could tell
you. Oh my God. I wouldn't say half the population.
So what you patriarchy.
I would not. I think that's a super over-exaggeration.
Well, there's half the population are women.
I believe women.
Not, not all of them have babies. That's true. Not having babies.
Right. Like, how much would you need to drink or smoke for it to affect the breast milk? So
good
you need
question.
To talk to probably like a scientist who's like a
Well, but you gotta understand,
you skyrocketed over doctor.
Okay, this goes into this question.
Pediatrician.
This goes right into this question.
What's the serious question?
How long is marijuana detectable in a person's body?
30 days. Wait a minute.
It says 30 days.
It depends.
You say it depends. What do you say?
Somebody just farted.
What do you say?
How
long does it stay in your body?
In the blood, in the hair?
How long does marijuana detectable in a person's body?
3 weeks.
Up to a year.
3 weeks.
Up to 6 months to a year.
About 3 years in the hair in particular.
No, but not 3 years in the hair follicle. Hair follicle is only a year at the most.
No, hair is like 7.
And in the fatty cells is where it's
well, and so enough. Mark actually was right, but then he second guessed himself. It depends on the person, weight, body fat percentage, amount of frequency, and types of cannabis used, as well as the person's overall metabolism and state of health, will determine how long detectable levels of THC or other cannabinoids are present. And I have a story about it. Well, actually, I'll ask all you guys too. How long have you ever had to take? When marijuana used to be illegal, did you ever have to take a drug test, and did you ever work to get clean, or did you ever use fake piss?
People still do it now too.
Oh, well, yeah, because I mean it's there's jobs where they don't allow it because of insurance.
I always piss clean, so all of what I'm doing right now is allegedly, but you know, so that's why, like, I always piss clean. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Well, and one of the products was called Piss Clear, and it was really and it worked. I used it and I did not get detected.
So what I do is I call
it
a bomb threat.
I've heard about products like that, and they do work. The allegedly, those fake piss tests do work.
Vitamin B, drink a lot of water.
Vitamin B, drink a lot of water.
Strap it to your leg.
Yeah,
I have done
fake piss.
I have done two types of drug tests. I've done a piss test, which I passed with a fake synthetic urine.
Wow.
And I microwaved it as I was going.
Clean urine.
And I microwaved it as I was going to the doctors at a. at an AM/PM gas station.
That's hilarious.
In Stockton. God bless.
Wow.
And
Mark Doyer didn't even hear Morrell's joke.
No, I'm listening. I didn't hear it either because I'm listening to Mark's story about microwaving his piss on the way to the
and
in Stockton.
And then I've also done a mouth swab test, which I failed because I forgot I had a job interview or the it was Amazon, so they do the drug test at the interview. You
wow.
swab it, and I. totally took like a couple bong rips right before you met Haley, my now ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Forgot, man.
Arrived at my house and she was like, "Hey, you ready to go?" And I was like, I was fucking glazed. I mean, just fucking done
for the interview. Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, I got all the way to the drug test. And I even tried, like, I tried touching the thing so it would, like, make it go false, you know, or, like, false
sure.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd have to do another one, but it didn't work. It came out fucking dirty as fuck.
There's also stuff that can give you a false positive for THC when it's not in your system. So I've read that some people use that to
That's why I don't eat poppy seeds.
Right, that's exactly what
Right. My dad happened to my dad when he applied for
so
a job and they
with a poppy seed muffin, eating it, and oh no.
So am I the only one with the controversial stance that you shouldn't take a job that requires you to piss anywhere?
Wait, is it controversial that you don't want to take a job?
Well, no. I mean, it depends on the thing is, it's insurance for them. A lot of times, it's insurance based. It's not that the company is like
private income.
It's not that the company is like you're a bad person. The problem is that it's a substance that if you have insurance, like let's say that you got a job where you were moving boxes around
state lines,
right? Or you work in a warehouse and you're stacking boxes or whatever, and you're dealing with ladders or something. If you're high and you fall off the ladder, did you do that because it was at work and there was an accident, or did you do it because you were high? So that's when the insurance will be like, get him out.
Was rushing up at you really fast, man, or like.
So I have a drug test story. The way I was clean was I didn't smoke or eat it for 22 days, and I was clean. But I also drank tons of water, and I worked out a lot because as Mark pointed out earlier, and it's not just sweating, but it's fat soluble. So if you burn fat, then you're burning it out of your system. So once you do your cardio for 20 minutes and you start burning fat, like that's really good.
You can sweat
fast
it out
walks.
Too.
Yeah, but it's because it's fat soluble. So if you're sweating, it means you're burning fat because your body's moving. So it has, and it has to do with your metabolism. So the faster your metabolism is, like I probably could have done 14 days and pissed clean because I'm very little, but it depends. I mean, that's why it depends on the question.
You don't have a lot of fat.
I don't have a lot. Yeah, it just goes in and out. I mean, who knows? But I was a teacher back then, so I wasn't going to any chances.
What about saline?
Saline? Like if you gave yourself an IV and diluted your system? I don't think it wouldn't make a difference
introducing saline into your bloodstream kill you?
No, what not
no. It can help you with hangovers.
Yeah, it's
because it gets the alcohol through your system more.
It's just an IV drip.
Vegas, there's like saline stations.
So it's cool to mix blood and water. Is that what you're saying?
It's not in your bloodstream necessarily.
Yeah, it is. You put it in a vein. You hydrate.
Yeah.
Uh huh. That's it's called a catheter, and you put it in. And
are
you
we?
Get,
what in the fuck?
Wait, I thought a catheter was something up through your dick.
No. Well, a catheter is any like tube or something that you put into your body.
Saline's
so you can
what you put in your nose to clear out your sinus.
Right, and if
it?
You get you put it in there. It's a catheter is any port into your body, basically. That's medicine. We're off task. We're off task. Well, this is actually the end of the Sparkcast. It is.
We've reached
it actually
the
is.
End right now.
So we did
a catheter,
it.
Should
we did
we do
it.
Plugs.
What?
Plug it.
We should plug Spark. Yeah. Hey, I really enjoyed Spark, the product highlight this week, the lemon banana sherbet. It's so hard for me to remember things now. And the quiz. Join us every Tuesday live at Spark at 8 o'clock. It's really, really fun. And the audience is growing, and I'm super excited about that. And it is. And now that I'm doing like quizzes and prizes, I have like another little like, they really liked the quiz. The people liked being interactive and like getting tickets and stuff and talking.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, woohoo, people like. And the great thing about the t-shirts is that on the back it says Spark because they were the main sponsor for the comedy festival. And so it's like.
Come for the high ceiling, stay for the high comics.
Yes. That's cute. All right, thank you so much to Warhol Kaufman, Brady Hold, Mark Neuer, and Ed. And I'm your host, Pam
Even
Benjamin.
Mark Neuer.
Find me on social media at Brady Hold. I have an open mic Thursdays, Java on Ocean.
Sweet. And
put lug.
And Warhol, you can see him at Mondays at Delirium. Monday, July 2nd, I'll actually be on that show. 8 o'clock at Delirium. It's really great.
Fuck yeah, I'm very excited for that.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
So go out in San Francisco and see a comedian. Come to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday here at Mutiny Radio. It's only $10. And everybody's really funny every week, I promise. All right, that's it. See you guys next week on the Sparkcast.
Thank you for having us, Pam.
Let's have lobster.
Podcast.
It's in the trees, in the trees.
For the SFC, San Francisco, California, that sucker free city where I was born. You feel me? This one here's for the SFC. I'm BJG, Bazooka Joe God, a TCB. We at the top of the bar. Or a scomas with monsters eating lobster and shark. I'm on the go.
Dispensary with a focus on serving and educating patients for 7 years. Spark is dedicated to creating the best in-store experience with its extensive menu, friendly staff, and one of the few cannabis vape lounges in San Francisco. Spark welcomes you to visit its two great locations as a medical patient or for recreational adult use in 2018. Spark is located at 1256 Mission Street between 8th and 9th and at 473 Haight Street at Fillmore. Both locations are open until 10 p.m. every night. Spark staff looks forward to serving you.
Coming at these bitches and all these snitches, hitting switches, going rags to riches.
Rainbow Grocery, a worker-owned and operated food cooperative located at 1745 Folsom Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. Let's hear what locals have to say about Rainbow Grocery. Their bulk section is dope AF.
I love their variety of cheese and home decor items and this unique items that you can't find anywhere else.
Their cheese section is insane.
I love Rainbow Grocery because it's the number one grocery store to shop at when you're having a potluck and need to fulfill everyone's dietary needs.
They don't have meat. Rainbow Grocery Cooperative, an amazing San Francisco staple since 1975.
For all your space chicken sci-fi comedy non-political humor needs, go to timstesseract.com. Read fiction about the future of San Francisco after the water wars of 2121 in Jane 6. Ask a Jedi for important life hacks. Eat flesh with the bear exoskeleton Contessa. And check your horror horoscope on Horoscopia. Updated every 3 parsecs. TimsTesseract.com.
TimsTesseract.com.
So you want to be a comic? It's not as easy as we make it look, but that's because Mutiny Radio has 8 hours a week of open mic stage time for all your comedy workout needs. Strain those improv muscles every Sunday from 4 to 6 at Getting Sketchy with David Stolowitz. Press out those new jokes every Monday, 6 to 8 on Joke Workshop, with 4-minute sets and 4-minute critiques from everyone kept positive by host Pam Benjamin. Pump those dick jokes every Thursday, 7 to 9 with True Hustle Thursdays, hashtag THC. That's hashtag THCT. You want more open mics? Fridays, 6 to 8. Happy hour with guest host and George D. Smith. Pew, pew, pew. 4 open mics every week at Mutiny Radio, brother.
Come in after work. park and take a seat at Asiento, a great place to meet friends, have delicious tapas and drinks, and relax with your neighbors. Located at Bryant and 21st Street in the Deep Mission, Kitty Corner Block for Mutiny Radio. Come and get a drink during the Comedy Festival and enjoy happy hour pricing all night long with your festival ticket. A great neighborhood bar. Come take a seat at Asiento.
The Roxy Theater is San Francisco's favorite nonprofit art house cinema, bringing you the best, coolest, weirdest, most thought-provoking movies of the past, present, and future. Hands down, there is no better way to get your film fix than at this legendary historic theater. Visit www.roxy.com, that's www.roxie.com today for showtimes and tickets.
Everybody should listen to Mutiny Radio at mutinyradio.fm. It's a great place to listen to crazy things.
Welcome to the Parkside. It's War Bison, motherfuckers. This is not my show. We're at the Parkside. I just put my brain.
Yes.